Yeah, it's quite appropriate to say the target was set. You know, we're targets are new sponsors and we're in the final, and it's good for them, it's good for us, it's good for the county. You know, people talk about devaluing provincial titles and provincial championships. I didn't see any devaluing of it out there today. Everybody was playing their heart out to get to it. You know, and so our players love being in the finals too, and it's another final, and we're delighted to be back in it.
6-2 down after 12 minutes. It looked ominous, but Tyrone settled into the task.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't where we expected to be. We took the breeze. We wouldn't handle it to be 6-2 up, not to be 6-2 down. But down, we're playing good football. They were picking up a lot of the breaks and they were scoring very good scores. So we had to deal with that. But I think the important thing was we did deal with it before half-time. Joe McMahon's inspirational point, a couple of big ones from Brian Duher. We closed the gap on them. We got ahead. And we went in sort of, even though we hadn't played particularly well, we're still 2 up. And we knew what we had to do in the second half was to curtail their scoring capacity and snatch a few ourselves, and that's exactly what happened.
Pascal McCall saving the first half as well. It's not the first time he's pulled off some great saves, but that was an important one.
Ah, yeah, Pascal McCall is a very good goalkeeper. That's why he's been there for so long. And one-on-one shot stopper, there's none better around. And, you know, that's the name of the game. Some days those go in, but other days they're saved, and that makes a serious difference to the outcome.
Stephen O'Neill, the loss of him in 12 minutes as well was a bit worrying, and then Brian come in and played a great role.
Yeah, well, that's it. We're fortunate. We knew the squad we had at the training sessions. We knew there were some serious players on the bench. You know what Brian McGuigan has to offer. He's such a great player, and I suppose in tight situations to unlock defences, in tight situations to hold on to the ball and make things happen, none better than him. So, you know, while it was a big loss to Stevie's scoring power, I mean, we got a great other player in this place to do a bit of playmaking.
The older players played well, but Peter Hart, a good performance again.
A decent performance for Peter. It's not easy to come in there on your debut at this level. And I suppose we had him around at two or three different places on the pitch, so we hadn't any time to settle in one place. So, you know, that's a good experience for him, and we look forward to more games in the future from him.
And finally, Mickey, what's the extent of Stephen's injury? Or
I think it's a heel injury or something. He stopped very fast over the far sideline, and it was painful to put his heel down on the ground. I think to put his foot down the ground, so the physio said that anyway. So we don't know an awful lot about it just yet, but I think it's not the knee, which I'm happy about that. If it had been the knee, I'd have been more worried.
And looking forward to a double date now, Clonus with the Miners coming through as well.
That's fantastic. It's great. I mean, you know, these are days that you dream about, and it's great when the Miners are there as well, because it gives the whole county a lift, and it gives the future players for Tyrone something to latch onto and to be part of such a big day when the seniors are there. I know what it's like as Miners. I managed the Miners for long enough, and it's great when they're in a final, but when their senior team's in the final along with them, it's even better.
Brian, that was you rolled back the years there today again.
Aye, well, I suppose under a wee bit of pressure there. Like, we didn't play well the last day against Antrim, and you know, when you down was up and coming team, and they played well there. It was just maybe we got a wee bit of luck at the end there, down missing an awful lot of chances in the second half, and we have a lot to improve on the next day.
Pascal, you pulled off a couple of great saves. I think that the save in the first half was the turning point in this game.
Ah, well, Paddy, as I say, I suppose there's loads of different key factors in the game. You know, boys getting vital scores and stuff like that there. Like, but I suppose that's what I'm there for. Testament to the boys in front of me. Never really am recalling them situations, but we held on. As I say, we managed to keep the goals out, as they would say, goals won games. But we managed to keep a clean sheet. We haven't done that in a while again down, so we're pretty chuffed. Just to be an Ulster final, it's very satisfying.